And focus continues on News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. And I understand Kansas Teacher of the Year nominees will be coming by the school districts here in the next couple of weeks, starting in Wamego.
Next Wednesday, January 22nd. It's kind of the tour of the state for nominees and semifinalists. And finalist, we had our two nominees this year were Kim Marcourt, a Central Elementary teacher, and Sean Horning, a history teacher at Wamego High School. And Sean was a finalist. He was one of the eight finalists, I believe, is what how many finalists they have. And they kind of take the load of the work, but that group of eight coordinates visits of different school districts around the state. They will go to Topeka and speak with legislators and try and just make some positive or provide positive information and provide ideas about education and the direction we should be going. But next week, January 22nd, that team will be in Wamego, and they've got a great agenda plan. They're going to start at Central Elementary, and they're going to have a pep rally of sorts for the Kansas Teacher of the Year. A group and just allow the students to get excited and share some neat things about the program. They're going to hear from our West Elementary Student Council, who's going to share some of their ideas and what they do. We have a classroom maker station presentation they're going to be exposed to. And then they're going to go over Rock Creek High School. They're going to go over to Wamego High School. And I guess they'll be at Rock Creek a couple weeks later. But they're going to go over to Wamego at the high school and listen to our National Honor Society and their honor flight program, where we take veterans to Washington, D.C. to honor them. And also sit down and just have a little panel discussion with students who want to be future teachers. In the profession, and then in the afternoon they're going to take a tour of Wamego and see go to the Oz Museum and other things, our Veterans Memorial, and just have a little fun and see what the area is about and what it's like. And we're really excited about it. And Sean and Kim just do a fantastic job, and they're excited. Sean has been spending a lot of time putting a great agenda for the team. And then, they'll share ideas, and then they'll go to other districts and hear what other districts are doing and hopefully bring home some things that can improve what we're doing here in Wamego.
And then the group will visit Rock Creek on February 6th. They will start down at St. George, and they will get to experience St. George morning meeting when there's 500 students and all the teachers in the gymnasium. They get together to kick their day off. It's one of those that starts with the Pledge of Allegiance. They practice a social skill. They go through and they do their school chant, and then they dismiss for the day, and the group will get to experience that. It's a mass of humanity on the gym floor, and it's really a neat experience. Then they will go around and visit some of the classrooms in session. They'll look in a little bit at the 1 and 2 combined, 3, 4 combined, 5, 6 combined classroom concept and be able to watch some of that in action. From that point, they'll travel up to Rock Creek High School. They will get a presentation there on our exit projects for seniors, and they'll hear how that came about, how it's morphed over the years, and what the outcome of that, the desired outcome is. From there, we go up to Westmoreland in the afternoon, and they will see a little bit of the character ed program in Westmoreland. The West Degrade School is actually going to take what they typically do on Tuesday mornings and make that an afternoon activity. To show how they're working on their anti-bullying program and on just a good character ed.
At some point, do they give you guys feedback on maybe some of the things that they're seeing that you guys are doing well, or give you some just kind of?
I think it's more an experience for the Teacher of the Year candidates or nominees to go back with, hey, I saw this at, and I saw this at, and our folks will do the same thing. They're going to go out and visit many schools between now and the end of the year and be able to bring some ideas back home of what they've seen, more so, that I believe, than giving a report or a critique on how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that opportunity to network. And, in the teaching profession, very few teachers can take a lot of time to get out of their classroom because we really need them in the classroom. But still that professional learning and seeing how other teachers do things and just be able to sit down at a table and talk about your ideas. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, there's a number of ways that you can provide an education to a child here, but everyone's got their own way of doing it here, and it's kind of neat, to, I guess, to see the different perspectives.
And that's one thing, honestly, that's nice about the state of Kansas is there still is a lot of local control in the schools. And granted, you know, there's things that we have to do. There's things that we must do, legislative mandates we must meet. But we do have local control and are able to set our curriculum and our programming as per our student needs.
Well, let's talk a little bit about homecoming this week. I understand you have a homecoming at both schools.
Yep.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay. Yes, we do have homecoming this week. We're hoping the weather doesn't get in the way. Yeah. That's always a concern. But, you know, the crowning of the king and queen will be at halftime of the boys' game out at Rock Creek on Friday evening. We're also using that time between the girls' and boys' varsity games to recognize our board members. Again, this being Board Appreciation Month, we will have those folks there and hopefully recognize them at that time.
Homecoming week at Wamego as well, and a similar schedule. We will have the crowning Friday evening. We are actually looking at the possibility of moving those games to Thursday. Our activities director, Dennis Charbonneau, has reached out to our opponent and the officials to see if that can possibly work as we watch this incoming weather. But then the dance is Saturday evening, and regardless of what happens Friday, if the weather is all clear and everything on Saturday, we will have that dance as scheduled. And I know there's some activities taking place in the schools this week, some fun opportunities. I believe they're having an indoor snowball fight this afternoon during their lunch hour between the classes. Have a little friendly class competition, and recognize those students that take part in those activities later at the end of the week.
Yeah, sounds cool. Very much the same. I know yesterday it seemed like every other kid had a hat on, you know, and it was, I don't remember what the day was. It was something sports related, and they've got their special days. I know we missed Monday this week, but they'll do their class competitions and then culminate with a dance on Saturday night.
Snowball fights, that's cool that they do that still, because I remember we played dodgeball when I was in school. I don't know if you guys still do that in PE classes. It may not be safe. I don't know.
We do, but the balls –
they don't sting
they
like
are,
they used
they
to.
Are soft. Okay. They are very soft balls.
Yeah, I used to get hit so many times playing dodgeball. Loved it. It was a lot of fun, but yeah. All right, anything else here before I let you guys go?
I might recognize Gina Kugler. Gina is a counselor at Wamego High School, and she was nominated for a YFU, what's this? A Youth for Understanding. It's a foreign exchange program where we accept a lot of students for. We typically have four or five foreign exchange students in our building, high school building, each year. And Gina does a lot of work coordinating that. And she was nominated by one of our local foreign exchange student families, and she won this national award, the Educational Innovation Award, presented by, like I said, YFU or Youth for Understanding. And Gina just does a fantastic job of coordinating those activities, coordinating post-secondary careers and experiences. And so congratulations to Gina on that award.
All right.
And at Rock Creek, I think everyone's aware that we do open a new building next year. And later this month, we will be doing interviews for that principal's position. And then we will have a few other jobs, teaching and support personnel. Posted then probably during the month of February and into March, and be looking to fill those. So any educators out there or people looking to work in schools, be on the lookout for that on both the KEEB website and on the rockcreekschools.org website. We will have those jobs posted.
Okay, looking forward to that. Well, gentlemen, we'll talk to you again next month. Hopefully no more school closings. We'll cross our fingers.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Chiefs. All right, go Chiefs. Back after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.